Three officials in Beijing have been removed from office following a new COVID-19 outbreak. The Chinese capital has reported dozens of cases since Thursday, all linked to a wholesale market in Huaxingtown, Fengtai District. The punished officials include a deputy head of the district, the party chief of the town, and the market's general manager. Chinese capital reported 36 new COVID-19 infections on Sunday, bringing the total of the new outbreak to 79. Municipal health authorities are striving to figure out the source of the virus and how it spread. Officials earlier suggested the strain of the virus may have come from Europe, citing the results of genome sequencing. Many of the cases reported since Thursday were found to have connections with Xinfandi Market in Fengtai District. A chopping board used to process imported salmon there is reported to have been contaminated with the novel coronavirus. So far, a thorough inspection is being conducted in markets across the city, with imported seafood products removed from shelves. China is ready to launch the last satellite of its Beidou-3 navigation system, scheduled for the end of the month. The satellite's completed technical testing, pre-launch procedures, and more, while the rocket's also gone through all of its testing procedures and is scheduled to be fueled today. Chen Huacheng is the chief of the testing station at the Xicheng Satellite Launch Center.
After the rocket propellants are added into the rocket, if they are put there for a long time, the rocket's temperature will have a big change. For instance, the air temperature, humidity, and dew point will change significantly. At the same time, we should work out the required temperature and propellant filling volume for the control system of the rocket according to the air temperature conditions.
The Chinese-made Beidou navigation satellite system aims to develop space infrastructure for accurate navigational positioning and timing services. China began to build the Beidou-3 system in 2009. Atlanta police have released dramatic body camera and dash camera video of an African-American man killed during an arrest. 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was shot dead when police responded to reports that he'd fallen asleep at a fast food restaurant inside of his car. The video shows the interaction between two officers and Brooks on Friday in the restaurant's parking lot before he's shot as he tries to escape.
I'm 63.
Brooks was asked to take a field sobriety test. There's a 26-minute exchange between the men. But when he was put in handcuffs, Brooks struggled with the two officers, and he's seen grabbing one of their tasers from them. As he's running away, he points it at them and continues to run before he's shot three times. His killing has sparked protests and condemnation. Officer Garrett Rolfe, who allegedly killed Brooks, has been fired. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the mass protests across the United States after the killing of George Floyd are a manifestation of deep-seated internal crises. During a TV program, Putin suggested group and party interests in the United States are put above the interests of society and the people. He also says the COVID-19 pandemic has also highlighted internal problems in the country. China's mobile phone shipments reached 34 million units in May, declining 12% year-on-year. Shipments of 5G phones reached 16 million units last month, accounting for 46% of the total. 32 new models were introduced in the market, half of them were 5G.